堂听 class.com。
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您光临美语咖啡屋。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name's Jody. Hey, Yang Chen.I'm having brunch this weekend with some friends. Do you have time to come join us?
好啊，不过这次可不会像上次那样一吃就吃四个钟头吧。
Oh, but that's the whole point of brunch. After a long work week, a nice long brunch is the perfect end to the weekend. And as a matter of fact, the meal is so long and so relaxing that it is a combination of breakfast and lunch. It's spelled B-R-U-N-C-H.
你说的倒是有道理。既然 brunch 是把早饭和午饭合并在一起，那么当然时间就应该长点了。不过说起来哈， brunch 这个词还真是不好把它翻成中文呢。我看啊，听众朋友自己喜欢叫它什么就叫它什么吧，或者干脆就用英文 brunch。
Hey, Yang Chen, remember we talked to Adina, the manager of the restaurant where we had brunch last time?
没错，我们来听听 Adina 给 brunch 下的定义。
Brunch is a very special time in American life. It's a time where after...A very busy work week, a family or friends have time to actually sit down and enjoy their meal.
下面呢，我们就让 Adina 讲一讲他们的顾客最喜欢点什么菜。
It's usually French toast, pancakes, omelets, lots of eggs.
你记不记得我那天就点了 omelets, 煎蛋饼，非常好吃啊。French toast 就是炸面包片，也是很受欢迎的。你会做吗？
Oh, I make a wonderful French toast.
不过我很好奇，它为什么叫 French toast? 和法国有关吗？
I don't think so. We have French fries, we have French toast, 跟法国没有什么关系。
哎，你说人们是不是只有在周末才会吃 brunch 呢？
Oh, most definitely. And it's usually on Sunday after, you know, you go out with your friends and party a little, have a couple drinks, maybe listen to music.
人们在周末啊都爱睡懒觉，早上一起来呢，早饭的时间就已经过了，那么干脆就把两顿饭合在一起。尤其在星期天啊，很多人已经在星期六晚上狂欢了一整夜，星期天早上呢和朋友享受一顿美味的 brunch 的确是很开心。
Remember, we spoke with a group of people who were out having brunch after a fun night on the town together.
我们上次碰到的一个女孩 Christine, 她是这么说的。
French tradition is usually, I feel, it's a nice end of the weekend to start off the new week. Nice comforting feeling, usually very relaxed and laid back late in the afternoon, and really just a nice cap to the whole weekend and a chance to catch up on the week, I think, too.
Christine 提到了几个很好的词哈，比如 relaxed 和 laid back 都有休息放松的意思。
And brunch is definitely a laid-back and relaxed meal. Because, you know, if you go out drinking the night before, you may be a little bit tired the next day.
那人们在吃 brunch 的时候会喝酒吗？
Not everyone, but many people do. In fact, restaurants on their menu include two particular drinks. You can choose to have either a mimosa, it's a mixture of orange juice and champagne, or you can have a Bloody Mary.Which is a little bit of vodka and tomato juice with spices.
对，可是喝了酒是不是更觉得没精神呢？
No, not really. It's just a small amount of alcohol to take off the edge.
我想起来，我曾经听过这么一个习惯用语，叫 the hair of the dog that bit you.
I can't believe you know that. That is the perfect idiom. The hair of the dog that bit you is exactly right. Here's Adina to explain.
If you have a weekend to yourself, most people go out. You go out Friday night, or you go out Saturday night. You enjoy alcohol, and you drink as much as you want. You wake up, you still have that sort of taste of the night before. So something like a mimosa will give you that sense back.That's what the hair of the dog. The dog is the night before. The hair is the memories.
这个习惯用语啊，很难解释。
Hair of the dog that bit you. Wow, I'm having trouble to explain it too.
我想可不可以这么打个比方呢？就是说你星期六彻夜的狂欢啊，灌了一肚子烈性酒，就好像你被一只大狗咬了一口，到第二天早上呢还有点晕晕乎乎的，那么你呢就少喝一点点酒。好像这样的能帮助你恢复正常，那么这一点点酒呢，就好比是你从那个狗身上拔了一根毛一样。
I think that's a good explanation. You just need a little hair.